Psalm 10, verses 2 through 5. The wicked and his pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. Where are you, Lord? The wicked in their pride persecute the poor. This can also refer to those who are poor in spirit. This verse is a paraphrase of the Hebrew text. In the Hebrew, it reads, through the pride of the wicked, the poor are set on fire or are hotly pursued. The word persecute means to hotly pursue. Evil cannot tolerate godliness. David says, let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. This is what happens to the wicked, because we do reap what we sow. God is not mocked. If you remember in the past, Haman tried to hang Mordecai. The account is in the book of Esther. Haman tries to hang Mordecai on a gallows, and Haman ends up being hung himself upon it. The presidents that tried to destroy Daniel with the lion's den ended up being thrown into the lion's den themselves. The evil imaginations of men end up destroying them. Behind every human tragedy is a process of wicked thinking. It was the wicked imagination of men that brought the judgment of God in the form of a worldwide flood. We read in Genesis 6, verses 5 through 6, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Verse 3 states that the wicked boast of their heart's desire. In the Hebrew text, it reads, the wicked one sings praises over his own soul's greed. He blesses the covetous. This is the heart of the wicked, brothers and sisters. The word covetous is a strong word. It means to gain by violence and unjustly. During World War II, Hitler looted the Jewish people of billions of dollars. And after taking the lives of 6 million Jews, that wasn't enough. He robbed their teeth of their gold fillings. The psalmist reveals that the wicked man praises his greed. He loves it. He loves his accomplishments. He loves his success instead of praising the Lord who has given him his various pleasures. God has permitted him to eat and drink and to be merry and to build up his kingdom instead of praising the Lord who has given him all of these gifts. The wicked man rejoices in that which God despises. The wicked tend to worship the god of gold. He boasts in his wealth and has no need for God in his life. Why do we get upset sometimes when the wicked prosper? David struggled with this. Do we feel that we deserve their wealth because, quote unquote, we are righteous? Are we jealous of their financial success? Having a proper perspective about wealth and what true success is will help prevent that sin of jealousy from ruining our lives. Brothers and sisters, you must remember this is not your home. You're passing through. We are just pilgrims on a journey heavenward. You must keep in mind that wealth is temporary. Somebody put it this way, money talks. All it says to me is goodbye. Wealth is not always an indication of God's approval of a person's life. And the lack of wealth is not a sign of God's disapproval, no matter what the health and wealth teachers will try to teach. We're not to be obsessed with greed and wealth. We are to be obsessed with Jesus Christ. A good balance is found in Proverbs 30, verses 7 and 8. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. There's nothing wrong with wealth. God, however, is repulsed if it is gained improperly or sinfully. The writer of Proverbs says, give me neither poverty nor riches. He's saying, I don't want to be rich, and I don't want to be poor. I just want you to take care of me, Lord. When you get all wrapped up and chasing after wealth, realize one thing, that wealth, it says in Proverbs 1:19, ruins the lives of others. Proverbs 1, verse 19. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owners thereof. Be careful, you who are pursuing wealth. When the gain of wealth destroys your home in the process. Proverbs 15:27. He that is greedy of gain troubles his own house. How many men and women today have destroyed their homes? Greedy of gain troubles their own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The word trouble comes from the Hebrew word achar, which means to stir up, disturb, make taboo, bring calamity. Excuse me. Habakkuk 2:9 tells us, woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Be careful, brothers and sisters. When the gain of wealth consumes the life of a person, Israel went into captivity because the people were consumed with greed. But to learn from what happened to Israel in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 8:10. Therefore will I give their wives unto others and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. Prophets and priests included, brothers and sisters. Everybody. Everyone from the least even unto the greatest. Wealth can consume your life. You are supposed to be sold out for Christ, not sold out for the acquisition of money, houses, cars, trips, vacations, money, money, money. That's your only concern. The psalmist says in verse 3, the wicked boasts his heart's desire. When you look throughout the Bible, you'll find that boasting can get you in big trouble. What does the Bible say about boasting? Well, first of all, it gives you a false security. Luke 12:19-21. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I live here in Florida. You don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people. This is their rallying cry. Ease, retired, eating, drinking, being married. Party, party, party. But God says unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of you. Then whose shall those things be? He which thou hast provided? So it was he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. The rich man boasted of his wealth, but he forgot to make the Lord a part of his plans. And the question is, today, who do you serve? Do you serve your money, people, places, things? Or do you serve God Almighty? What are you boasting in? What are you rejoicing in? Rejoicing and boasting is evil. I have this, I have this, they don't have this, I've acquired this. James 4:16. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Boasting leaves you and others empty. Proverbs 25:14. Whoso boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. That'll leave you empty. Your boasting, boasting creates problems and troubles. James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. Are you boasting? And if not, verbally, inwardly, you think you're better than everybody else. Remember, whatever you have, the Lord gave it to you. It's only a gift for Almighty God. Why do you boast? The wicked boast. Brothers and sisters, if we're regenerate, we are not supposed to be boasting. Everything we have is a gift from Almighty God. Don't boast about your future. I hear people all the time, what I'm going to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You might not even make it through this sermon. I might not even make it finishing it. Don't boast about your future. Proverbs 27:1-2. Boast not thyself for tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips. Don't boast about yourself, about your future. Just the next time you're talking, listen to how many times you say, I have, I did, I will, I know. James 4:13-16. Go to now, you say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city, continue there a year, and buy and sell and get more and more and more, whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow. But what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. The question is today, how are you living your life in light of eternity? Is your mentality today, tomorrow, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to take a vacation here, we're going to continue here for a year, we'll buy a house here, sell this house over here, rent over here, sell over here, buy this, sell that, buy and sell and get gain? Don't you know? You don't know what tomorrow holds. One thing is for sure, it does hold either heaven or hell. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Where and what are you living for? Are you living for heaven? For glory? Are you living for the glory of Almighty God? Or are you just consumed on yourself, coveting, boasting, acquiring, and thinking your security is found in wealth? The point of focus is to be Jesus Christ. If you are to boast, you are to boast in Christ. Psalm 44:8, in God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. If there is anything to boast of, it's in God. God gave me. God caused that to happen. God gave me this family. God gave me this promotion. God gave me this health. God gave me the ability to walk and to see and to hear and to taste. It was God. God gave me the mind. God gave me the ability to come to Christ. It was a gift Everything, brothers and sisters, is a gift from Almighty God. That's why, for by grace are we saved, through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There'll be no boasting in heaven, brothers and sisters. For the only ones there will be those that have been saved through faith, and that's not even of yourself. That is the gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves, and it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's a warning to us, brothers and sisters. Don't be boasting. Everything you have is a gift of God. And my friend, if you're listening today and your hope and your boast is in yourself and your acquisitions and what you did and what you accomplished and your works, I would warn you, it's not of works. No one can be saved of their own works. There'll be nobody boasting in heaven. The only boast in heaven will be of Jesus Christ. The scripture says, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Whosoever will come to me, and I will in no wise cast him out. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. My friend, if you've never come to Jesus Christ, come to Christ today. Repent and believe, for the scripture says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Come to Christ today. If you've come to Christ already, then boast in God all the day long and praise his name forever. Selah.